Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you're listening to Storage Radio. Each week, we talk about the top headlines in the week's data storage industry, and I talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Hi, Dave.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us. Well, you got off to a great start. Had a story today about iMation. They acquired Nexan. A lot of us know them as the disk storage seller. Nexan specializes in disk storage systems for SMBs mostly. It's a $120 million deal. What was iMation looking for here, Dave? They're talking a lot about a new storage strategy. Fill us in on what's happening here with this acquisition.
Yeah, well, iMation traditionally has sold tape media, so obviously that's not a booming business these days. So it's been trying to diversify. You know, over the last couple of years, they made a couple of smaller acquisitions, usually buying IP. They bought ProStore, part of their removable disk drive media business. They bought some encryption technology, a small deduplication company. But this is their first, big bite where they're taking, a whole company's product platform. So they're going, into the storage systems business with Nexan, which has, unified NAS SAN products, bulk storage for archiving, an object storage software product. So they have, pretty much a full service storage vendor.
So I read that Paul Zeller, this is iMation's CFO, he talked about actually turning iMation around. Are they one of those tape companies that really needs to reinvent themselves now?
Yeah, I mean, iMation has been losing money for a couple of years now. Their last quarter last year, they were down something like 20% in revenue. And, they've been going certainly in the wrong direction. And they're trying to, reorganize the company. So one of their two divisions is what they call tape and tiered storage. So, Nexan will be the key part of that division now.
Okay, well, looking back at last year, the first acquisition of 2012 was all about flash. That was when OCZ Technology scooped up SANRAD. And I wanted to ask you what you see down the road here in 2013. You think we'll see more flash acquisitions?
Yes, I do. I think flash will be a big part of the M&A going forward this year, even more so than last year, mainly because right now there's probably at least twice as many vendors selling flash-related storage products that can possibly survive. So I think we'll see. Some bigger companies buy flash vendors. I think we will see some flash vendors even go out of business, and we may even see, some of the startups actually get together and merge. But I think, flash will be one area to keep an eye on for acquisitions this year.
Okay, now we also saw some cloud storage activity last year and some activity in the backup and rep space, replication space, like Dell Inc. Picked up AppAssure early last year to build out their backup and replication software offering. So can we look for some more activity in cloud storage and backup, do you think?
Yeah, I think there'll be a little bit in cloud, probably not as much as in flash, though. Cloud is more service provider oriented, so you don't really see, a lot of acquisitions there. I think, the acquisitions go more along the product and intellectual property line. So I don't think it'll be as active as flash. I think, you always see some backup deals, but, I think after last year, they're probably not a lot of backup targets out there now, but, it's always a possibility that there will be one or two bought up.
So taking it back to flash, are we talking about vendors sort of, are they in a race to provide NAS acceleration technology to their existing arrays? What does the vendor landscape look like when they sit down to talk about flash acquisitions?
Well, there's a couple areas. In the storage, the arrays themselves, Vendors are the traditional storage vendors are now looking to deliver, and most of them have hybrid flash where you have flash and hard drives in the same system. Now they're trying to deliver all flash systems, but you also have server side flash and software for caching that vendors are getting into. You still have the actual flash memory and flash drives. You got a couple of vendors there that will probably get bought up. Seagate, which is the one of the hard drive leaders, does not have flash, and a lot of people expect them to buy a flash, a solid-state drive flash vendor. So, I think we'll see acquisitions in many types of flash products.
It sounds like it's a good time to be a small flash vendor, but also a dangerous time. Is this a year where you either kind of get scooped up or exit stage left?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah, the companies, some of the companies that don't get bought will probably go away, and a couple may make it on their own, either eventually go public or be able to make it as a private company for at least a couple of years. But I think some of them will go away this year.
All right, Dave, thanks so much. Thanks for tracking the M&A market always, and we'll be looking forward to talking with you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Dave. For more information on this story or any storage-related news, check out searchstorage.com, and you can hear this podcast on that site each week. Thanks so much.